You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And joining me this morning, Billie Jean, to chat about their debut EP, Filter. How are you doing this morning?
Yes, great, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. And of course, your debut EP, it is called Filter. After a few delays here and there, it is finally in our hands. Tell us a little bit about this EP.
Well, what specifically would you like to know?
The creation of it, maybe. I think, you know, the inspirations, the driving forces behind it.
Well, I did start writing it, I guess, a few years ago, not with the intention of making an EP, more for the intention to just write. And then I realized that there was a bit of fear around releasing. So I thought, oh, I'll just write and release and write and release. And then sort of next minute there was all these songs there, and I thought, oh, there's actually an EP here. So that was exciting. But in terms of inspiration, that is a hard one too, because it's just life, really. Things that kind of, that I start to think about and ponder on usually end up in the content of the lyric writing. And musically, sometimes it just all comes at once, which is nice. Other times I'm responding to a beat someone has sent me, or other kind of musical things. Yeah.
And when you say there that there was some fear around releasing tracks, so you just ended up full sending it, what was that sort of fear around releases that you had?
I think it was to do with my intention around creating music to release, so having the audience in mind, rather than creating what I really wanted to create. And then, because I'm quite a private person, having these works out there to be critiqued and, you know, that kind of thing was also a bit scary, but it's definitely worked. Like, I think before releasing the few singles beforehand, and to Iho before that, by the time the EP came out, I had desensitized myself to caring at all about, not about the audience, but more that I create this work purely for me and the process that I'm going through as I'm creating, as opposed to what people will think about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that that's definitely something that artists struggle with very regularly, but I think that nobody really knows exactly how to navigate that. You know, I think a lot of artists start by, just doing work in their room, just chilling out, just creating these little bits of art, and then you're encouraged to release it, which I think is a fantastic thing, because it means that more people get to enjoy your art, and, you know, but it does also leave a lot of vulnerability and it leaves a lot of, exactly like you said, space for critique. What is your advice or any wisdom you might have to offer for artists that are stuck in that rut?
Well, I guess to stick to your stories, the stories that you're telling within your music, and really, you know why you're doing them, why you're telling them, and what your connection is to them, so that it is like you're saying, more about sharing, you know, it's something that you're already doing. Otherwise they just end up being ghosts of songs that are written and they're just there and nobody else gets to, they don't get to take on the life of their own. And I think during the process of recording and live and the journey of any particular song, it definitely does take you on its own creative journey. So I guess trusting in that and being really connected, to your stories.
Nice. Connected. I reckon that's the key word there, eh? Remembering your roots in a way.
Yeah, I guess so, yes.
How good. And you have described this EP as a sonic exploration, a sonic journey, and the title track, Filter, is no exception to that. What was the creation process behind that single?
I think a feeling of overwhelmment, I guess, and the clutter and the cacophony of the world and media and materialistically as well as emotionally. I think that was a response to that, how difficult it is to filter it all out. And also, you know, yeah, I did a lot of thinking around filters, visual filters, sonic filters, filters in the bush, cigarette filters, what we're filtering and what we're leaving behind and what we're discarding. Yes, massive.
And one thing that I really enjoyed about this EP and Filter as well is that it explores all of these really big themes, these journeys, not only sonically but lyrically as well, but they don't always reach a pinpoint conclusion. And I think that that's very reflective of life as a whole. Was that an intentional choice when creating this EP?
Not really, although I think naturally just getting having a moment and then capturing that moment and the sounds that accompany that moment to invoke feeling is just part of, like, each song, I guess, is just a little capsule of a moment that, you know, you move on from or move through. Yeah,
for sure. And now, I don't want to skim past the brilliance that is your debut EP, but I have to ask, are there any new releases, any new projects on the horizon for you?
Yes, so I have a single that I have funding for to do another video for, which will be out around June, July, all going well, called Hine Koko. It's all in Te Reo Māori. And yes, so that's exciting. And I think that my intention is to just keep doing what I'm doing, which is, which I'll always do anyway, but is writing and recording, and probably a series of EPs. That's probably what will come out of that. But yeah, just keeping going.
Cool. Outstanding. Hey, love your work. Congratulations once again on this fantastic Filter EP. Cannot wait for your new releases to grace our ears. Love your work.
Thank you.
Legend. That is Billie Jean on their debut EP. It is called Filter. Here is the title track for you. Go and check it out. It is one of the most interesting and creative releases that I have seen come out of 2024 so far. So get your hands in the rut. Get them nice and grubby. Coming up, 10:30, hot off the press with the legends over at Critic. Student Mag goodness, baby. Keep it locked.
The beat, the crazy lady speaks to me, and all I wanna do is breathe in, breathe out, and all the sin and all the things I need to buy and places that I need to be.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.